All right, that was Creedence Clearwater Revival, Looking at My Back Door, one of the theme songs of The Strange Cucumber Show. You're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM and streaming online, WDCE.org. This is DJ Strider, and you're at the top of The Strange Cucumber Show.
Once there was a mountain man who couldn't write his name, yet he deserves a front row seat in history's hall of fame. He forgot more about the Indians than we will ever know. He spoke the language of the Sioux, the Blackfoot and the Crow.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, lift your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim. He spoke with General Custer and said, listen, yellow hair, the Sioux are a great nation, so treat them fair and square. Sit in on their war council, don't laugh away their pride. But Custer didn't listen, at Little Bighorn Custer died.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, lift your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim. And there's legends that tell of Carson's fame. Yet compared to Jim Bridger, Kit was civilized and tame. These words are straight from Carson's lips, if you place such store by him. If there's a man who knows this God forsaken land, it's Jim.
Let's drink to all Jim Bridger, yes, lift your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim.
Cheated by
That was ABBA with Mamma Mia. Full moon was last night, so I hope some of you got out to do a little howling, and if not, it's still full enough for you to try it out tonight. Certainly would inspire your late night studying catch up after a little weekend of partying. So go out and give it a little try. Promise it'll wake you up.
That they are merely mythic creatures, nightmare predators from the dream world. It is true that they first appear in Greek myth, a curse from the gods upon the wicked. But there is much evidence in history that such a race of beings has plagued mankind for centuries. What do they want from us, these beast men that walk the night with sorceries? The lost books of bygone eras may hold the answer. Here is the comprehensive work of Stephen J. Baringold, The Book of Werewolves. In these pages you will find complete records of actual cases of lycanthropy, unexplainable testimony that baffled the men of their day. Baring Gould's literary genius and storytelling powers were rather unlike the narrow professionalism of today's scholars, for he was able to synthesize the many realities of human thought and experience, able to grapple with both history and legend, the paranormal and the scientific. He traces the various documented accounts of lycanthropy from the Greco-Roman world through the early Christian era, and the many descriptions remaining from Viking and Prussian communities, the High Middle Ages, as well as a number of court cases from 15th and 16th century France, including the famous Jean Grenier case. This precious tome includes many fine illustrations and woodcuts from eyewitnesses' testimony, as well as a beautiful Gothic font. This video does not do it justice. This tome, as well as many others, can be stored on your computer. Just hit the link and visit the Lost Library at www.lulu.com/mythictome and acquire this resource for just a few coins.
Well, I'd like to do that, but while the moon's still close to full, I gotta get out and do a little snacking. So I'll have to get back to that video later. You're listening to DJ Strider on 90.1 FM, WDCE, and WDCE.org streaming online. This is the Strange Cucumber Show. It is 11:23 in Richmond, Virginia.
Thank you.
That was Abba, the Piper, and the word that's, or the phrase that they sing repeatedly, sounds like a foreign phrase, is sub luna saltamas. Sub luna. It means dancing beneath the moon. And I like that song. I like the Piper, although it sounds mixed message, a little bit dangerous. On the topic of werewolves and human animality, it's not too hard to imagine. Actually, being a werewolf sounds like a better deal than being a vampire, because I don't think you'd have to hang around forever and ever, and you only have to feed once a month. So, you know, that's a lot more convenient, and it seems a lot more organic. I like my animality. I'm a human animal, and I do not want to be separated from the animal kingdom, because there are many things in our embodiment, many senses, many possibilities that we are ignoring or have yet to explore that can feed us more information even than our high-tech gadgets. So sometimes, even if you aren't going to go a-hunting for some fresh flesh, it's good to just howl beneath the moon and reconnect with your body and the wonderful powers thereof. You're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM, streaming online, WDCE.org. This is DJ Strider's Strange Cucumber Show. The number at the station, if you want to call, 804-289-8790. If there are any Earth Lodge elders or any Earth Lodgers listening, I would love to have somebody call the station or stop by and give me some stories about the beach camping this weekend. It sounded like a good time, as, of course, we knew it would be.
a record of the delightful piece they're going to play this evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Been waiting for is here.
I have something to tell you.
A record of the delightful piece they're going to play this evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, 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 your attention, please,
your attention, please,
your attention, please.
And now the moment we've been waiting for is here.
That was a remix of, well, the music is by a British artist named Wax Taylor, and that's K-Sera. You can look it up on YouTube, and the images are remixes of Fritz Lang's 1927 silent movie Metropolis, and it's really, really well done, and in sync with the music, and definitely kind of encapsulates and retains some of the central message of the movie in 2 minutes. It's really brilliant, and I think the background voices in there are particularly intriguing. Normally we have the lock, but we don't have the key. We need the key, but here we have the key, but now we have to find the lock, and I think that's certainly worth meditating on. It's 11:37, Richmond, Virginia. The weather tonight, 46 degrees and clear, and tomorrow it'll be breezy and 73. There's a red flag hazardous warning for strong winds in effect from noon to 8 p.m. Monday for wind and low relative humidity for the northern neck of eastern Virginia. And so I think the combination of low humidity and high wind, they're talking about fire danger. So if you are streaming or within the hearing of this station and have some interest in that area, that's something you should think about tomorrow. Maybe if you're going to burn, pick another day.
Now, I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points too gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine, oh jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, all get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, all get up, how'd you get that size? Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how'd you hypnotize? Yes, where'd you get those eyes gape? Where'd you get those eyes satch? Where'd you get those eyes?
To get food, shelter.
This is all I need in life. Sun and swim.
Oh, I'm with you.
Oh, there's that woman again.
Ooh, every summer.
She's so red.
Sunspots, leathery skin, kind of scary.
She looks like Yoda.
No wonder she's here every day.
Yeah, but we are, too.
We'll never look like that.
Nah.
Think again. Even a few serious sunburns can increase your risk of skin cancer. Choose your cover. Sunscreen SPF 15 or higher, a hat, sunglasses, cover-up, even shade. Brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
It was blazing hot. She was alone by the pool. The sun showed no mercy on her delicate skin.
Actually, she was wearing SPF 15 sunscreen.
It was blazing hot. She was alone by the pool, fully protected from the unmerciful sun.
Not really. Only staying out of the sun could do that, but covering up would help.
Anything else?
Just choose your cover.
Reduce your risk of skin cancer. Choose your cover. Use sunscreen SPF 15 or higher, a hat, sunglasses, a cover-up, even shade. Brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I learned to stay out of the sun when, at the same time, I learned who my real friends were. After Bible college, I took a full-time job at a wholesale distributor, and after several years of successful truck driving, I drove the truck under a overhang at a garage, and it was a little too low and kind of crashed the overhang. So they brought me into the office and kind of made friends with the guys in the office, and they said, "Oh, we're all going to the beach. Why don't you join us?" And I said, "Sounds like fun." So we went to the beach, and they made a nice big grain salad. So they took a watermelon, hollowed it out, and filled it full of watermelon and other select fruit, and saturated it in grain alcohol. And I knew it was there, but you can't really taste it. And so I took several full bites, and next thing I know, I was passed out on the beach, and my friends left me there. They left me there for 2 hours until I woke up with blisters from my head to my toes. I felt nauseous. I had a fever. It was one of the worst ways I have ever felt. And by the next day, my skin began to peel and I looked like a lizard. So if I get cancer from that, I'm tracking these guys down. But that alone convinced me to kind of seek the shade. I'll lay out every once in a while. Gotta get your vitamin D. But no more blistering for me. I'll take the shade any day. You're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM and streaming online, WDCE.org. This is DJ Strider's Strange Cucumber Show. Here's a mix by a local artist named Tony Day, and bringing in a little bit of Allen Ginsberg poetry.
$2.47, January 17th, 1956. I can't stand my own mind. Insane demands. When can I go into the supermarket and buy what I need with my clothes? smoke marijuana every chance I get. Every chance I get. Every chance I get. I have mystical visions and cosmic vibrations. In my own mind. I say nothing about my prison. America, America.
That was Richmond, Virginia artist Tony Day. You can find his work on SoundCloud under the name, all one word, Tony Day NVA. TonyDayInVA. A couple of the tracks on there we might play later. Really like the Ginsberg in the background. And it reminded me of some of the layering that Sidestep Complex does. And so what I'm going to do now is play back-to-back two mixes they made for the Strange Cucumber Show that I think are unique and interesting in that they're talking about the process of audio composition and how it's harder than it looks. Harder than it looks. Sidestep Complex mix number one.
About the growing menace posed by bands of irresponsible youths with tape recorders playing back traffic sounds that confuse motorists carrying the
It's harder than it looks.